我们传统上会说复活节快乐。
We traditionally would say, Happy Easter.
那实际上真实的含义，它并不是个节日。
But the truth of the meaning of this today is not to be. It's not a,
a holiday.、
It's not a holiday.、
它实际上是讲到耶稣复活的生命，在每一个信他的儿女的心中，每一天都可以庆祝。
We should really be celebrating this day every day because the resurrected Christ lives in all of us who believes in Him.
很感谢主，也感谢你们教会，让我可以和你们一同来庆祝这一个复活节的这一个周末。
I thank God and I thank your church for having me with y'all this weekend to celebrate Easter with y'all.
而且这一次，我的爱人也。和我一起来到这里。
And this time is special because my wife is with me on this trip.
所以对我也是一个非常值得纪念的一个周末。
And so this is a weekend that that I truly treasure.
我们这一个周末的主题，我们所思想的是讲死亡亦有失效期。
This weekend's topic is about about death and that death has an expiration date.
我们知道食物有过期的日子。
We know that food has an expiration date.
医药有过期的日子。
Medicine has an expiration date.
那些都是很好的东西，可是过期了我们就不能用了。
Those are good stuff, but once they expire, we can't use them.
但是我们讲的死亡是个不好的东西。
But then we talk about death, and death is not a good thing to talk about.
所以不好的东西过期了，就表明好的东西来了。
And if something bad has expired, that means something good should follow.
这就为什么我们要庆祝。
And that's why we should celebrate.
神的儿女，我们庆祝这个死亡已经过期了。
As children of God, we celebrate. We celebrate that death has passed, has expired.
我们庆祝这个死亡的过期，我们是从星期五的晚上。我们来讨论耶稣基督的那个坟墓是空的开始。
As we celebrate the expiration of death, we have been talking about this since Friday. That is that we started talking with the empty tomb.
然后我们在昨天的下午，我们讨论到在旧约圣经当中的这些预言都一一的应验。
And yesterday afternoon, we talked about how all the prophecies in the Old Testament had been fulfilled one by one.
然后昨天晚上我们讲到耶稣。在复活之后跟他门徒们直接的讲教导他们圣经指把圣经中指向他的话都告诉了门徒让门徒的心火热。
And last night we talked about how Jesus after he resurrected he showed himself to his disciples he taught them the scriptures and when he did that all their hearts were burning like on fire.
我们刚刚在这之前的那一堂我们有一些讨论讲到耶稣基督他复活的那一个荣耀的形象是有形有体的。
And this morning we talk about Jesus as he had been resurrected. He has this glorified body, and this body is one, it's a true glorified body. You can feel it and touch it.
但是我们在讨论的时候，我们强调了另外一个形体，那就是由耶稣基督复活生命的你和我。
We also, besides talking about that, talk about us who.Has been resurrected by God by believing in him. In him, we also have a life to live.
我们怎么思考把我们复活的这一个生命，能够把它把基督的荣耀能够借着我们把它表现出来
？We had a resurrected life in Christ, so we talked about how we should live our life for Christ.
那我们接下来这一堂佳音万邦实际上是继续。按照上一堂我们的讨论，看我们怎么样能够把耶稣基督从死里复活的这一个好消息，能够告诉全世界每一个人。
And so this morning's topic we continue through this whole weekend, which is good news to all nation, and we want to talk about how through the resurrection of Christ, how we should bring this news to all nations.
我们刚才所读的经文，路加福音二十四章。四十四到四十九节就是描述我们要准备今天早上思想的经文。
And so this morning's scripture is focused on what we read this morning, Luke 24:44-49.
我们再用中文或者是英文，我们同时把这几节经文再读一下， 好不好？
Let's read these few verses again. If you have your Bible, you should turn it to Luke 24.
Yeah, 我们为了时间的关系，我们中文的就读中文的。如果你是讲英文的，你就读英文的。
And we'll be reading this together.
好。
Chinese and English at the same time.
请耶稣。
He said to them, "And this is what I told you while I was still with you." Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses. If I were to make it even more detailed, last year I predicted that today, not only the number of people that showed up, I can tell you the number of men versus number of women.
如果我再加上第三个条件，我说二十岁以下的是多少，二十岁以上的是多少。
If I made it even more detailed, I say, well, the number of 20 years old and under is this, and above 20 is another number.
我如果再加一个条件，我说坐在这一边的是多少，坐在这一边的是多少。
And if I would make it even more precise, I say, how many sits on my left and how many sits on my right?
我再加上第五个条件，我说这一天来聚会的这一天，你们来的这一天，这个天晴还是下雨。
And then I may add on the fifth detail. I say I will predict today's weather.
我再加一个条件，我说今天你们聚会完了以后，你们中午的爱宴是吃什么食物
？And what if I add another clause to it? As I can predict what y'all gonna have for lunch this afternoon.
然后我再加一个条件
，And let me add another one.
我说聚会结束的时候，走出门的第一个人叫什么名字
？And I will say I can predict who is gonna walk out of the door. The first person that walk out the door after service this morning.
我不用再往上加条件了哈。
I don't have to add anymore.
因为你们已经都开始笑了。
Yeah, because you're starting to laugh at me.
你知道你们笑我什么
？Why are you laughing at me?
瞎猜。
Because you know that I'm just lying.
这个不是预言。
I'm just guessing.
这不是预言。
Because you know this is not. I'm not prophesizing.
圣经中讲的预言是讲了以后必定发生。
The prophecy that's stated in the Bible.Is that it will definitely be fulfilled. It is not guessing.
有人就做了这个八个预言都应验的这个可能性。
Somebody made a calculation for eight prophecy to be fulfilled.
没有说三百哈，就是
单单是八个。We're not even talking about 300, just eight.
他做了这样的形容。
This is this description.
假定这个地球的所有的干地的表面，都被这么大的小瓷砖覆盖。
If all of the land of this world is being covered by
都是一寸
one square inch of a brick.
所有的都是白的。
If all these tiles are white,
只有一块。反面是红的。
Only one tile on the underside is red.
你呢就在这个地球上随便的走。
And you just walk freely on this world.
我不知道你要走几年能把这个地球走遍哈。
I don't know how many years it will take you to walk this whole world.
但是你随手拿起一块。
But then if you were to pick one of this tile.
你恰恰就拿到了那个反面是红的那一块。
You would just rightly pick out that tile that is red.That has red on it.
这个概率就是八个预言同时应验的这个可能性。这个概率。
This calculation, this estimation, is what it means to have all eight prophecy being found in one person.
如果这个预言不是出自于上帝的
，If this prophecy wasn't from God,
它是不可能发生。
It will never be fulfilled.
因为我们刚才做的估算只是用八个预言应验。
Because what we said earlier was only with eight prophecies.
圣经上说超过三百个预言在耶稣的身上，事实上332个应验。
But the Bible said that there were 332 prophecies that were being fulfilled in the body of Christ.
那这个预言都是发生在过去的事，所以我称它是老话。
And all of these prophecies were being fulfilled already, so that's why we say these are the old sayings.
但是还有一些预言还没有应验。
But there were some prophecies that hasn't been fulfilled yet.
但是他们一定会应验。
But they will definitely be fulfilled.
比方说耶稣还要再来。
For example, Jesus will return.
圣经上说耶稣第一次来他不是要定人的罪。
Bible said that when Christ first came, he wasn't here to nail us for our sins.
他要救我们。
He was here to save us.
但是他第二次再来的时候，他就要定我们的罪。
But when he comes again, he is going to judge us for our sins.
定什么罪呢
？What What sins?
定不信他的罪。
The sin of unbelief.
因为人不愿意离开罪恶。
Because man was unwilling to be free from their to leave their sins.
我们在第一天的晚上我们已经讨论过了。
And on the first night we talked about this.
信不信耶稣不是一个科学问题。
To believe in Christ or not is not a scientific question.
因为如果是个科学问题的话，那么许多有名的科学家，包括牛顿，都不会成为基督徒。
Because if it was a scientific question, many famous scientists, including Newton, would not have believed in Christ.
它是一个道德问题。
It is a moral issue.
也就是一个人愿不愿意离开自己所犯的罪。
It is about whether a person is willing to leave your own sins.
悔改这个字的含义是转离罪。转向神
and to repent from your sin. That means to turn away from your sins and turn toward God.
所以耶稣说他再来的时候
And so Jesus said when he comes again,
他定的这个罪的罪名就是不信神独生子的名
He is going to judge everyone, on the sin of not believing in the Son, on himself.
光来到世界
The light came into the world.
如果世界是黑暗的就被照亮了
If the world is dark, it will be, the light will shine on this dark world.
如果你愿意去救光的话你就明亮
If you're willing to go toward that light, then the light can shine upon you.
可是你要去用板把它挡住的话这个光就不会进来
But if you were to block this light with a board, then you will not receive the light.
那当我们说接受耶稣就是表明我们的心打开我们愿意邀请耶稣进来邀请他的真光来照亮我们的黑暗
When we talk about receiving Christ, that means we open our hearts up to receive this light, this true light, and we allow this true light to enter into our life.
但是我们把心关上我们用我们自己的意志来把它抵挡说我不接受你我不接受你我不愿意来救你
But then when we close our heart, we reject the light, we stop the light, and we want to try and use our own will and understanding to live our life.
耶稣说定罪就定这个罪
And when Jesus said he's here to judge sin, this is the sin that he's going to judge.
这是约翰福音第三章十七到十九节
And this is from John 3:17-19.
那我们在第一天和昨天我们都讲过一个人要承认自己是罪人那就是表明他愿意信靠耶稣来做神的儿女
We talked about this in the last two nights For a person to recognize that he is a sinner He must trust in Jesus and to become a child of God
那我们就跟上帝祷告
And so we pray to God
我们呼求上帝说阿爸父神
We cried out to God. We say, Abba, Father.
我们这样说就是把我们自己放在一个位置上，我愿意做你的儿女。
When we say that, we are putting ourselves in a position, to be a child of God.
也表明我们自己的顺服。
And this also symbolizes, your submission.
我们不配跟上帝讲话。
We're not worthy to talk to God.
但是我们的神把他的儿子用来做我们和他沟通的桥梁。
But then God used his son to be the bridge for us, to be able to communicate with him.
我们接受耶稣基督，我们就可以跟神沟通。
When we accept Jesus, then we are able to then communicate with God.
我盼望今天我们在座的每一位都能够呼叫阿爸父神。
And it's my hope, my desire that every one of us here this morning can cry out to God and call him Abba, Father.
如果我们当中还有这样的朋友，你还从来没有呼叫过阿爸父神。
If there's anyone of us here who is sitting here who has never cried out to God and called him Abba, Father.
我盼望我祷告让这个2014年的复活节成为你第一天来呼叫阿爸父的日子。
It's my prayer, my desire that today, on this Easter, and on the year 2014, is the first time that you're going to cry out to God and call him Abba Father.
那你也祷告上帝。
And so you pray to God.
在众人面前来认他，称他是阿爸父。
And in It's before everyone, you recognize and you claim that Christ, that God is your Abba Father.
我在今天结束的时候给你一个机会。
And so before we end our service this morning, I'll give you a chance.
老话一定会应验。
The old prophecies will definitely be fulfilled.
英国举世闻名的大文豪鲁伊斯。
The famous C.S. Lewis.
他曾经讲过这样的话
He said this
他说总有一天我们每一个人都会站在上帝的面前
He said that there will be one day will come that all of us will stand before God
两种情形
There will be two scenarios
一种情形 我们跟上帝说，愿你的意志成就。
One scenario says this. We said to God, "Your will be done."
我们跟神就永远的在一起。
And so we'll be with God forever.
因为我们顺从上帝的意志。
Because we are willing to be submissive to God's will.
另外一种情况。
This is another scenario.
那就正好倒过来了。
So that's the reverse, of course.
是神对你说，愿你的意志成就。
God will say to you, "Let your will be done."
为什么？因为你不愿意接受上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
Why? That was because you did not want God. You did not choose Jesus to be your Lord and Savior.
所以上帝就成全你。
And so God said, "Let your will be done."
你就跟神永远的分离。
And then you'll be forever be separated from God.
鲁伊斯这样说。
This is what Lewis said.
神要么就是你的神。要么你自己做你自己的神。
God could be your God, or else you be your own God.
这是让我们今天在可以选择的时候，我们每一个人要认真思考，做一个明智的选择。
This is what we all need to be thinking and make a choice while we still can.
我们刚才读的这段经文当中，他讲到第三点，讲到了心灵燃火的问题。
And the third topic that we've been talking about is about how our hearts could be burning on be on fire.
在刚才读的四十五节，第四十五节里面讲到耶稣开他们的心窍。
In verse 45 of what we were earlier, it says here that how Jesus opened their minds.
开心窍干什么？
Why did he open their minds?
让他们可以明白圣经的真理。
So that they could understand the scriptures.
那其实在这个之前，我们已经知道去以马忤斯路上的两个门徒有同样的经历。
And before this, we knew in the same chapter of the two disciples, the two men that were on their road to Emmaus.
因为在二十四章的第三十二节，这两个门徒他们说，当主耶稣他。就是复活的主，我把它加进去，复活的主跟我们讲话讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Because in the same chapter verse 32 the two men they ask each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he, which is Jesus, talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
那现在在四十五节里面，耶稣给更多的门徒们讲解圣经。
And now in verse 45 Jesus open more of the disciples' minds and talk and so that they could understand scriptures.
所以当年是耶稣开他们的心窍。
So back in those days, it was Jesus who opened their minds.
那么今天谁开你的心窍呢？
So today, who is going to open your mind?
那我们来看一看历史上的一些见证。
Let's go over some testimonies through the history.
我们昨天已经讨论过了英国的圣徒乔治穆勒的故事。
We talked about George Mueller yesterday.
他的见证中有这样一段话。
In his testimony was this.
他说他以前读圣经不怎么喜欢，但是读其他的书非常的喜欢。
He said that he used to like to read a lot, and he was very interested in reading books, but not the scripture.
但是当他慢慢顺从了上帝之后，他就喜欢多读神的话。
But as he started submitting himself to God, he then liked to read more God's words more and more.
而且当他读上帝的话语的时候，他的心就非常的高兴。
And when he also said that when he read God's words, he's filled with joy.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们从刚才前面我们所读的圣经，我们知道神自己的灵在帮助，在解释，在带领他明白神的话。
We read from the scriptures earlier that when we read God's word, God's spirit is with us. He leads us, guides us, and opens our mind to his word.
我们昨天也讲到了刚刚去年刚刚去世的一位当代的圣徒。
We yesterday also talked about another great man.
Charles
Smith.
那这是近代的一个灵恩运动的这个一个牧者。
He is a pastor. He's more in our recent time, and he is a pastor of a charismatic church movement church.
那从一九六五年开始建立一个小教会开始，一直到今天，在全美国属于他这个宗派系统的超过一千家教堂。
He started a small church, the Calvary Chapel, from back in 1960, and now there are more than 1,000 Calvary Chapels. in the United States alone.
我们很多时候我们讲到那追求灵恩运动人，他们追求的就是讲方言啊、异梦啊、异象等等。
We often talk about how charismatic people seek to speak in tongues and dreams and prophecies.
但是我们看一看这一位伟大的领袖，他是怎么看这件事。
Now let's look at this great man, this great leader. What did he go after?
他说人们有的人很兴奋是什么？当他们讲方言了啊，或者是他们发预言了，他们非常的兴奋。但是我呢，我确实当我读上帝的话的时候
，It's all on the screen。
当有的人他们非常的兴奋，说他们要追求看异象，他们要发异梦，他说我感到兴奋的就是读上帝的话。
He said he get very excited over the word of God。
这是让我们看到一个真正追求灵恩的人，一个真正追求灵恩的人是一个什么样的一个人。
This is a man who, man of God, and he was a charismatic man. But this is what really truly get him excited, which is over the word of God only.
如果一个人单单追求方言，单单追求异梦，却忽略了最基本的上帝的话，那是非常非常危险的。
If a person only seek after speaking in tongues or seek after prophecies from God and neglect the word of God, then that is very dangerous.
事实上，以马忤斯路上的两位门徒，我们前面提到的乔治穆勒，还有刚刚提到的 Chuck Smith， 他们的经历也可以成为你和我的经历。
The truth is, the experience of those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, George Muller and even Chuck Smith, all of their experiences could become yours and mine.
因为我们的主耶稣他已经给了我们他的应许。
Because our Lord Jesus, he has already given us his promise.
约翰福音十四章里面他说圣灵来要指教我们明白一切的真理。
John 14 says the Spirit will come and will show us and reveal everything to us.
约翰福音十六章里面，主耶稣再一次的强调，真理的圣灵来了以后，要引导我们去明白这个一切的真理。
Again, in John 16:13, Jesus said the Spirit will come and He will guide us and His truth will be with us.
每一位基督徒都已经领受了圣灵。
Every believer would have already received the Holy Spirit.
我们求圣灵开我们的心窍。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to open our mind.
让我们能够明白神的话。
So that we can understand God's word.
第四点，荣体有形。
Fourthly, glorified body.
那当年这个使徒们所在的那一个时代，周围的环境对基督徒并不好。
Back in those days, where the apostle time, they were greatly persecuted. They were not safe at all.
我们刚刚读的路加福音二十四章的四十八节，主耶稣说：“你们就是这些事的见证。”
Luke 24:48, Jesus said, "You are witnesses of all these things."
也就是说，讲到门徒们是主耶稣他钉在十字架上，他第三天复活的见证。
This meant that the disciples, they were witnesses of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection.
主的门徒们，他们就忠实地去做这个见证。
And the disciples, they faithfully carried out they were very faithful witness.
非常有意思的是，就是希腊文的这个见证这个字的字根跟寻道者这个字根是同一个字。
In Greek, the word for witness or testimony are the same as event being is the same as evangelizing. Being a martyr.
这个是非常你可以说是巧合，但是当年的门徒们，他们真的就是为他们自己的信仰去寻道。
You could say that this might be a coincidence, but these disciples, they really died for their faith. They became martyr for their faith.
这张图所让我们看到的就是画的，当艺术家们重现当年这些坚守基督信仰的门徒，不拜罗马皇帝为神的人，被扔进这个运动竞技场 去给狮子们啊吞吃。
This was a picture of a drawing, that described the scenarios in those days where those disciples who refused to bow down to the to bow down and worship the Roman emperor, they were being thrown into the Colosseums, and that's how they were being persecuted.
你可以看到他们男人被绑在啊火刑柱上啊，女人们他们跪在那边祷告，他们可以这么坦然的来面对这样的迫害。
These men who refused to bow down to the emperor, they were tied to the pole and being burned alive. And the woman would just kneel around there and pray.
他们这个能力来自于神自己。
Where did they get the strength from? The strength came directly from God.
主耶稣当年吩咐他的门徒啊，等候从天上来的力量能力。
Because Jesus promised them to wait until wait for the power that to come from on high.
我们知道，在《使徒行传》里面，让我们看到啊，圣灵确实降临到了教会。
And then we knew in Acts how the Holy Spirit came to the church.
这里讲到你们这个见证，也包括了你，也包括了我。
Here in chapter 24, we're still talking about you are witnesses. You here meant you and me.
我为什么这么说呢？
Why did I say that?
约翰福音十七章，主耶稣在被卖的那一个晚上，他为门徒们祷告。
John 17:20, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he prayed for the disciples.
在十七章的二十节，他这么说。
17:20, he said.
他说：“我不但为这些人祈求，也就是为着主耶稣那个时代的门徒们祈求。他说，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。那这就是包括你和我了。”
This was Jesus' prayer. He said, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." Those who will believe are you and me.
那你看二十一节，我们继续看二十一节哈。
Verse 21.
他使他们都合而为一。
He prayed that all of them may be one.
但是这个合而为一是有榜样的。这个榜样是说，如同你父在我里面，我在你的里面。
And there's an example for what it meant to be in one. That is that Father and Him are in together.
后面讲到合一的本质了，使他们也在我们里面。
And here it continues to say what it meant to be one, which is that just like you and me in one.
换句话来说，我们讲合一不是我和你，或者是你和我。
So when we talk about being united or being in one, it's not about you and me being in one only.
是说你跟主合。
It is about you and God.
我跟主合。
And me and God.
因着我跟主合，你和主合，所以我们在主里合一。
And it is because of how you are united in God and I am also united in God, and that's how we can be in one.
这就是为什么基督徒的家庭的建立啊，就是这样的一个例子。
This is an example, a good example of what or how a Christian family is being built up.
丈夫跟我们的主联合。
A husband being united with God.
妻子和主联合。
And the wife being united with God.
然后主做我们的家主。
And God being the head of the family.
所以在这个小家庭当中有一个很稳固的三角关系。
And in the small family, there's a very, there's a triangle.
主是家中的元首。
And God being the head of the family.
那在大一点的家庭，像地方教会也是同样的道理。
And in the bigger family, like a church, is the same.
合一不单单是有这样的一个模式，这个合一还是要有目的的。
This is not just a model for being united or being in one. There's a purpose for us all to be in one.
主耶稣说，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
The purpose is so that the world will believe, will know you.And that you have sent me.
换句话来说，门徒们在主里面的这个合一是为了表现出一个见证。
In other words, the oneness of the disciples is to exemplify a testimony.
基督是一个身体的头，元首。
That God or Christ is the head of the body.
而不同的圣徒都在基督的身体里的这个合一称作是教会，就是今天基督在地上的一个展现。
And different saints or different believers will come together, like a church come together, and we become the testimony to the world for Christ.
所以这就是今天我们教会存在在地上啊所要啊担负的这个使命。
And so this is the great commission that we and the church, we the church, need to live up to.
非常有意思，在这个二十四章这个四十九节啊讲到啊你们要领受从上头来的能力。
Very interestingly, in verse 49, Jesus said that you will be clothed with power from high.
英文就把它本来的意思已经讲出来了。中文翻成领受，它本来的意思是指穿上。
Well, the English translation said that we'll be clothed with the power. Chinese just said it will receive.
Yeah, 所以在这一个翻译上啊，英文是更接近于原文。
And so the English translation is a lot closer to the original original meaning.
那其实他这个穿上讲的是被圣灵装备，被圣灵预备。
What it meant to be clothed how we'll be equipped by the Holy Spirit.
那很有意思的事情啊，使徒保罗在以弗所书第六章里面啊讲到了我们依靠主来得到与魔鬼撒旦啊征战的能力。
The Apostle Paul, very interestingly, in Ephesians 6, talked about how we can be clothed with power so that we can fight the fight.
他讲到与撒旦去征打属灵的战争，好像是一个战士在上战场之前要穿上全身的武装盔甲。
Our spiritual warfare against Satan is like a soldier who is fighting in a war, and we need to put on the full armor of God.
那他讲的比较细，比较广。
It's not as detailed.
No, a lot of detail.
There are a lot of detail.
但是呢，雅各呢，使徒雅各在雅各书四章第七节呢，就讲的非常非常简单明了。
But James in chapter 4 said something else, similar things, but not as detailed.
他们都是讲要抵挡魔鬼。
They both talk about resisting devil.
但是使徒保罗在以弗所书第六章是从头讲到脚。
But Paul uses a whole chapter to talk about that.
雅各书第四章的里面就用一节，第七节就用一节把这一个抵挡魔鬼的秘诀就讲出来了。
But James uses only one verse in chapter 4, James 4:7, and he gave us the secret recipe only in one verse.
我们怎么抵挡魔鬼？魔鬼可以逃跑呢？
How do we resist the devil so that he can flee from us?
他说你们要顺服神。
He said to submit yourself to God.
我每次读这个第四章的这个第七节，我就看到一幅图画。
Whenever I read this verse, there's this picture in my head.
就是中国人讲的那个成语“狐假虎威”。
There's a Chinese holy.
Borrow the power from.
It's like all right. So there's a saying. It's like a Chinese saying: the fox borrow the.
Power.
The power from the tiger, and he acts like one, but he's only a fox.
那我们都知道哈，这个故事，对不对？
So Chinese are very familiar with this story.
这里实际上讲到的就是我们可以借神的力量来吓跑魔鬼。
But so here it's saying that we can borrow God's power, so and then we can resist devil.
魔鬼不怕你。
The devil, he's not afraid of you.
魔鬼怕上帝。
But he's afraid of God.
你跟神关系越接近，魔鬼离你越远。
The closer you are with God, the further away the devil will run from you.
雅各四章第七节一句话就把这个讲得清清楚楚。
This is very clearly stated in James 4:7.
所以我们今天要做主的见证，这个世界会把你吞吃。
So today, if you are going to be a good testimony for God, the world is going to hate you for that.
我们已经看到实际的例子了。即便世界不恨你的话，你的弟兄也不相信你。
We've seen many good testimony. Even if the world does not hate you, your brothers and sisters will hate you.
No, don't believe
you. Will not believe in you.
我们看到伊马忤斯路上的两个门徒的经历了。
The experience of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
他们亲眼看见了。
They saw Christ.
可是他们却告诉其他的门徒。
And they went and told to other disciples.
结果是什么？
what happened.
我们刚刚上一堂我们讨论过了。
We talked about this earlier.
门徒们不相信。
The disciples did not believe them.
我们需要来自于属天的能力。
We need the strength that comes from above.
在座的我们有多少人认识这一位将军？
How many of us know of this general?
这个 Jonathan Wainwright.
Jonathan Wainwright.
我给了个标题叫做穿上战胜者的军装。
I gave a topic to this. He of wearing the winning armor. The armor.
非常有意思。我们当时有些人听过他的故事哈。
Some of us may have heard of his story.
在第二次世界大战的时候。
This is during World War II.
他成了日本人的俘虏。
He was being captured by the Japanese.
关在中国的东北吉林哈。
He was a prisoner of war and he was captured in China.
Captured in Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah, but being held in.
Well, he's captured in Philippines, but was held in China.
事实上，他是整个第二次世界大战盟军当中官衔最高的，做了这个敌人的俘虏。
He was by far the highest ranking official that was being captured as a prisoner of war.
四星将军。
He was a four-star general.
因为日本把菲律宾包围以后，他在菲律宾带领八万美军投降。
After the Japanese took over the Philippines, he surrendered together with 80,000 of his soldiers. They surrendered.
那这是美国的一个耻辱了啊。
This was a shame in the American history a little.
但是在历史上他。被当成英雄。
But in history, he is being regarded as a hero.
这个当成英雄是从一件小事情开始的。
And there was an incident that made him the hero.
Starting.
The starter, the story.
那个当日本投降的时候。
When the Japanese surrendered.
关他们的这个战俘的这个集中营的这个日本人的这个看守长。非常的坏。
The camp that captured and kept him, the Japanese person in charge was a really
very bad, very bad.
Was a very bad man.
他没有把日本投降的消息告诉监狱里的人。
He did not tell those people who were prisoners. He did not tell them about. At that point, the Japanese has already surrendered the war.
他的国家，他的天皇已经宣布投降了。
His country, the emperor of Japan had already announced that they are surrendered.
但是他还是装成他是战胜者。
But this guy, this bad man, is still pretending that he is the victorious one.
你们这些人都是我的俘虏。
And that you are prisoners, you're my slaves.
所以有好几天的时间。这些美军、英军的俘虏，实际上他们已经不再是俘虏了，但是他们还是处在俘虏的位置上。
So these prisoners of war were actually captured in Japan. So for the few days that Japan has surrendered, he did not tell these prisoners of the news, and so he still treated them as prisoners, which in fact they should not have been.
但是呢，这个消息慢慢就偷偷就传进来了。
But then this news got into all of the prisoners.
然后就是这个约拿丹将军呢，他就把他的将军服就穿上。
So this General Wainwright, he put on his general uniform.
然后他就敲这个监狱的铁门。
He went and knocked at the door of this warden, I guess, this prisoner warden.
然后那个日本看守就来了。
And so this warden, he came.
意思就是说你闹什么？
What do you want?
一看他穿着将军服站在那里，马上就把铁门打开了，就让他出来了，马上就站在边上请吩咐要做什么事。
So this warden, once he saw General Wainwright with his uniform on, his general uniform on, he gave in, he opened the door and he let the general in.
约拿丹将军这个将军的威风就出来了。
And so him being a general, his all of his authority.Came back to him,
就叫这些日本的看守把他们的所有的人员召集集中听他训话。
And so he called all of these Japanese soldiers together, and they all had to listen to him.
然后几天以后，他们在监狱里面举行了一个感恩的一个礼拜聚会。
And then within a few days, they had a celebration, Thanksgiving celebration within the prison.
那又过了一段时间，这个接收的这个美军才赶到。
And then it took some time before the rest of the American troop came and received them.
所以他回国的时候，美国把他当英雄欢迎。
And so when he came back home, the Americans treated him as a hero.
那我不在这里继续讨论他后来在美国的政治的前程等等。我想用这一个真实的故事来继续说明我刚才要讲的问题。
So I'm not going to talk about what happens afterwards to him. A lot more happened, but I want to use this little example to talk about to illustrate my point.
为什么在很短的时间内？这一个将军本来是做别人接下球的，一下子变成了战胜者。
I want to illustrate how this general at one point was a prisoner of war, and very quickly in another point he became the victorious one. The
他的敌人的元首失败了。
That is because his enemies, the head of his enemy.Surrendered.
而这个将军的元首，将军的元首是战胜者。
But this general, his head won.
这就决定了他们之间这个身份的调整。
And because of what happened, that changes his position.
我们这个周末是在纪念庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。对不对?
This weekend we're here to celebrate Christ's resurrection.
可是很多时候我们就活在那两个走在伊马忤斯路上的门徒愁眉苦脸的样子。
But many times we behave like these two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They're often sad.
我们所信的这位耶稣已经战胜了魔鬼撒旦。
The Christ that we believe in, he already beaten.Satan, he is already victorious over him.
那个永远的死亡在我们身上失效了。
The eternal death has already expired on us.
我们要像这一位将军一样，穿上我们的军装。
We need to be like this general. We need to put on our general uniform.
我们要以战胜者的姿态来面对撒旦。
We need to face Satan victoriously.
我们越亲近神，我们越跟我们的战胜者越接近，魔鬼撒旦就害怕我们。
The closer we are with God, the closer we are with God who has already overcome death, the further Satan will run away from us.
我们的核心经文，我们在星期五晚上我们读的希伯来书第二章十四节，他这里这么说。
Hebrews 2:14.
他说：“儿女既同有血肉之体。”他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，这是讲的耶稣基督，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
This is the core verse for this whole weekend, Hebrews 2:14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds power of death, that is the devil.
我们今天要把这个好消息。告诉那些其他的被魔鬼撒旦控制的这些俘虏。
Today we need to tell this good news to our friends, to others who are slaves, who has been captured by Satan.
把他们从撒旦的权势下能够解救出来，把他们迁到爱子光明的国度。
We need to rescue them from the slavery of Satan in death and bring them into light with Christ.
这就带到今天的最后一点，佳音万邦。
And so this comes to the fifth point of today, which is good news to our nation.
在二十四章的四十六节到四十七节啊，这里一个打字错误。四十七节呢，啊，主耶稣对他们说：“照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三天从死里复活。”
Back to Luke 24, verse 46. This is what Jesus said. This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
事实上，同样的话在九章二十二节讲过了。
The same word has been spoken in Luke 9:22.
在十八章的三十一节、三十二节讲过了。
In the same book, chapter 18 and 31 has also been mentioned.
而当耶稣复活的时候，天使也同样的在二十四章第六节、第七节讲过了。
And at, when Jesus was resurrected, the angels also said the same thing.
那么在四十六节，请问四十六节、四十七节这里讲有没有什么不同？
And so then now we come to chapter 24. Is there any difference here and as compared to the other previous verses?
可不可以大家回答？有不同吗？
Is there any difference?
应验。应验。还有呢？
Here at this point, the end of the chapter, all this has been fulfilled.
如果说应验的话呢，二十四章的第六节、第七节也是应验。
Oh, but then if that's the answer, it's already also been fulfilled in,
有一个非常非常大的不同。什么不同？
But there's something very different.
啊？哦，有个并且。允许我用这么大的声音哈。因为这么明显放在这个地方，我们必须应该一眼就看出来了。
The most important difference here is the word but. There is a but. Whenever there's a but, that means it's important.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那是说基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活，不单单只是一个预言。
This but meant that, well, Christ died and he rose on the third day, but this is not just a fulfillment of prophecy.
不单单只是一个应验。
It's not just a fulfillment.
而且还是一个继续不断的应验。
But it is a continuous fulfillment.
那是谁在继续？那是谁在继续应验呢？
Who is going to keep fulfilling this?
谁？有人嘛，对不对？耶稣说，人要奉他的名。
People, somebody has to fulfill it. That is, us.
使徒保罗在罗马书第八章讲到。
Paul in Romans 8.
我们跟主耶稣一同的受苦。
That we suffer with Christ,
我们将来也必和他一同的得荣耀。
And we'll be glorified together with him.
使徒彼得说，我们要跟随耶稣的受苦的脚踪去行。
Peter said that we need to follow the footsteps of Christ, even if it was for suffering.
这里继续的讲到，在这个二十四章四十七节，讲到人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Verse 47, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
我们也知道马太福音二十八章同样的大使命当中也提到，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Matthew 28 also has this, and it is, we often call it the Great Commission, that is to go to all nations.
这里提到了福音要传到万邦，要让万民做主的门徒。
Here we talk about how the gospel needs to be told to all nations so that we can bring all men to God.
万邦或者万民，它到底指谁？
What does all nations what does all nations meant?
那事实上很多做圣经原文研究和做宣教学研究的经过了几最近的从1974年开始第一届洛桑会讨论，那到今天已经基本上确定了。
Lots of groups of theologians and people come
missionaries,
missionaries. They all come together and has talked about what does all nations mean. And this started since 1978 and
74,
and we're slowly coming together agreeing on the term.
那就是圣经当中所讲到的这个万民，这个万邦，它的比较确切的含义实际上是指的族群。
When the Bible translation for all nations really meant more groups of people, more people groups.
所以在宣教学上一个定义就是族群，就是 people groups.
There's a definition theologically of, and we call that people group.
那我们看几处的经文，在新约圣经使徒行传二十六章十七章二十六节，讲到神他造人的时候，从一本造出了万族。
Acts 17:26 says how when God created man, He made every nation of men.
而在旧约圣经《生命记》32:8讲到至高者将神把这个地业，就是个土地，赐给列邦。
Deuteronomy says also how God gave God gave the land to all nations.
那英文圣经都是翻成 nations， 但是按照这个对希腊原文的研究和对这个宣教的思想的认识，整本圣经的研究，那么这个万族也好，这个列邦也好，其实都是属于这个族群的概念。
Bible translation has always used all nations to represent all ethnicity, all groups, and all types of people.
那在启示录第五章的第九节、第七章的第九节，那里同样的提到了主耶稣他的宝血，被杀的羔羊他的宝血，要把人从各族、各方、各民、各国中买来。
In Revelations 5 and 7, both areas talked about how Christ, he died, and his blood is used to save all nations, all land, all nations, all people, and all places.
启示录11:13-14继续的讲到各民各族各方各国。
Revelation 11:13-14, they all continue to talk about all nations.
那他这里讲到了不同的支派的人。
And here it talks about different groups or different ethnicity, tribes of people.
讲到了讲各种语言的各种政治体系的人。
And it could be groups of people that speaks different language or has different political systems and histories.
但是现在可能就是把他们最合理的划分那就是把它安排成就是所谓族群。
And with all these differences, the conclusion is to be able to group them separately or together, which is call them people group.
如果说从这一个角度再去思考大使命的话。
And if you were to consider the Great Commission through this point of view,
我们再用马太福音这个28的大使命做一个例子。
And we go back to Matthew 28, the Great Commission.
那是讲到上帝的国度里面应该有各个族群的门徒。
That meant that in the kingdom of God, there will be groups of people from everywhere.
Disciples from all people groups.
Disciples from all the people groups.
同样的福音也应当传入每一个族群。
And in the same manner, the gospel needs to be spread to all
people groups.
不应该漏掉一个。And we should not, none of these groups should be left out.
因为主说你们要去使万民。
Because the Lord says we need to go and make disciples of all nations.
同样每一个族群也应当有属主的教会。
And every group of people should also have believers.
因为大使命是说使万民做主的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Because the Great Commission says that we should go make disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那就涉及到一个讨论了，大使命什么时候能够完成？
But we can talk about this. When will the Great Commission ever be completed?
两处的圣经可以帮助我们。
There are two areas in the Bible that could help us with this.
一处在罗马书十一章。
Romans 11:25.
那里讲到了外邦人的数目填满的时候，以色列人全家要得救。
Here it says that when Israel has experienced until the full number of the Gentiles have come in.
然后马太福音24:14，那里呢又讲到了另外一个情形，
Matthew,
说这个天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew 24:14 and this.The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as the testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
那我们知道这个 all nations 就是指的是 people groups.
Again, all nations means the people groups.
这样综合起来的话，我想我们可以有这样的思考。
And if we put all of this together, we can ponder upon this.
我们催促主快快再来的这个思考，应该包含了两个方面。
To want Christ to come quickly, we need to consider two points.
不单单是领人多多的领人归主。
Not only do we want to lead more people to Christ.
同样重要，如果不是说更重要的话，是指要将福音传遍天下所有的族群。
Equally important to that, or more important, is that we need to spread the gospel to all nations, to all people group.
在这里想介绍一下一个约书亚计划。
Here I want to introduce to you a project. It's called the Joshua Project.
这是一个跨越宗派、跨越这个教会的一群弟兄姐妹们，他们为了把大使命更好的能够传到每一个族群，他们在全世界做了有关族群的研究。
This is a interdenominational groups of people that get together. They came together to want to better spread the gospel to all nation or people group.
那有关细节的内容，我想你们可以自己以后去看 Joshua Project.net, huh?
If you want to know a detail, you can go and check on them.
我在这里想提他们最基本的研究的结果。
Here, I just want to highlight some of the very basic numbers that they have come up.
按照他们的这个研究，全世界各个国家的民族或者族群加在一起的话，至少有16,800。
According to their research, there are 16,800 groups of people
groups,
different people group in the world.
这是专有名词哈 people groups.
People group is a term. We need to learn.
世界上就是说，如果任何一个族群或者说一个民族，那把它定义成福音没有达到 and reach the people, 那么这个定义呢，就是说他们这个民族当中的基督徒的比例低于这个2%，或者说在1%这样一个范畴呢，大概有7,300个族群。
To classify a group of people, a people group, to be called an unreached group.
Unreached people group.
Yeah, unreached people group. To be called an unreached people group, that would mean that less than 2% of that group of people believe in Christ.
那在这个当中，在世界上包含最多的福音没有达到的这个族群的国家最前面的这五个国家都在亚洲。
So the highest number of people group,
unreached
people group in the world, the top five are India, China,
Pakistan,
Mongolia, and
Nepal.
Nepal, Mongolia.
我们可以看到
Mongol, I don't know.
这当中跟我们同胞之间有关的有很多。
And these are all in Asia.
那我们讲到主耶稣他复活的这个佳音，应该要传到万邦。
And we talk about this good news of God of Christ's resurrection, and this is a good news that we need to spread to all nations.
我们刚刚借着这个对族群的这个概念的分析。
And so we talk a little bit about this concept of a people group earlier.
不单单是我们汉人应该有享受到福音，我们应该要告诉其他的民族。
Not only do we Chinese should get to enjoy this good news, we need to share this good news with others.
所以我们这一个周末讨论的有关纪念主的复活这样的一个好消息，我们要告诉更多的人。
And so this good news that we've been talking about this whole weekend, the resurrection of Christ, there's such a good news we need to share and spread it to other nations.
那神自己的故事当中有一个部分就是让我们也来参与写作的。
And God, in writing this, his history, he has allowed us to be partners with him in writing this history.
当耶稣自己道成肉身来到世上，做了神人之间的中保之后，他也把这个劝人与神和好的使命 给了你和给了我。
When Christ incarnate as man and he became flesh and he became the sacrifice, he's given us a commission to go tell others about him.
换句话来说，我们今天啊是在那里把主耶稣死里复活的好消息，我们应该告诉尽可能多的人。
In other words, what we really need to do is to tell everybody of Christ's resurrection.
这才是真正的纪念啊，这个主复活的啊，这个有意义的事情。
This then could be the true meaningful meaning to of celebrating this Easter weekend.
那这就是这一个周末我们啊一同思考的内容。
And so this is all of what we have talked about this weekend.
那我在星期五晚上的时候问大家在开始的时候问的问题。
On Friday night, this was a question I posed to everyone on Friday.
死亡对我失效了吗？
Has death expired on me?
我有重生得救的生命吗？
Do I have a... Have I been born again? Do I have the born again life?
如果我有这个生命的话，我就会有经历。
If I have this life, then I would have the experience.
因为一个真信的人会有真的行为产生。
Because a true believer would have a true experience.
这个行为是在什么阶段上？
Will have a true life. Where are you in this, on this road of life?
我们快乐吗？
Are you joyful?
我想这是我们每一个人自己要跟上帝回答的。
This is a question that you need to answer between you and God.
那我想下面用最后的几分钟邀请我们在座的朋友。
And I'm going to take the next few minutes to invite you.
若是你从来还没有做过这样的一个事情，我建议你在现在，在这个时候来呼叫我们天上的父。
If you have never called up to God before, I urge you right now to do it with us.
来恢复跟上帝的关系。
To reconcile your relationship with God.
把你自己放在一个儿女的身份上。
Put yourself in the position of a child.
我们的天父，他会欢迎你，他会接纳你。
Our Heavenly Father, He will accept you. He will gladly receive you.
祷告，这个祷告只是一个例子。
This is a prayer, but this prayer is only an example.
表明你有一个心，愿意从今天开始，我准备有一个新的开始。
It says that you have you want to make this choice, this decision, and this decision is from today onwards.
这个新的开始表明我愿意得到耶稣基督复活的生命。
And this decision is the new beginning that you're saying that you.Want Jesus in your life.
圣经给我们允许说，你只要愿意接受，神就会赐给你他儿子的生命。
The Bible says that you only need to accept and believe, and God will give you the life that is in Christ.
他就接受你做他的儿女。
And he will accept you, and you will become his child.
而你这一生要做的就是来活出耶稣基督的生命。
And all you need to do for the rest of your life is to lift up your life for Christ.
你若是愿意的话，你可以做这样的一个祷告。
If you're willing, you may do this prayer.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你如果愿意的话，我邀请你和我一起来做这个祷告。
If you are, I invite you to pray this prayer with me.
你如果愿意，我请你在你的原地站起来。
If you're willing, I invite you to stand up where you are.
那我们来读这一个祷告词。
And then we'll read this prayer together.
这个祷告词表明你的一个新的开始。
This prayer represents a new beginning for you.
你愿意用这个2014年的复活节做一个新的开始。
Are you willing to use this Easter in 2014 to be a new beginning for you?
来接受耶稣基督的复活的生命。
And to accept Jesus, his resurrection, as your new life?
我们当中有这样的朋友的话，邀请你站起来，好吗？
If any one of you are willing, I invite you to stand up.
你就在你的原地位置上站起来就可以。
And you can just stand where you are.
好吗？我们当中有这样的朋友，我邀请你站起来，好吗？
If you're willing, I'll just ask you to stand.
我走下来，你站起来，我走下来。
He's going to walk down. God gave us His Son, and He died for us for our sins. And on this day, in 2004, would you be willing to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and make this your new beginning and your new life? This is your last invitation. There really is only two very simple points. That is that you admit that you're a sinner, that you sin, and that you need a Savior. And our Savior is found in Jesus Christ. And that's all it is. There's no shame, no embarrassment. We are all family of God. And you just need to accept, believe, admit that you are a sinner, believe that only Jesus can cleanse us of our sins. And if some of you are embarrassed to stand up, but you are fighting within your heart, you are wrestling with God in your heart, but God knows it. God sees your heart. You can sit where you are, and when we pray, you can also say the same prayer in your heart. Because God knows your heart. This is my last word to you today.
那这一个周末，我想我们在这里和大家一起思考《路加福音》24章 啊，这个时间差不多就到了。
We spend the whole weekend studying from chapter 24, Luke 24, and the time has come to an end.
但是主耶稣基督的复活实际上是我们每一天都可以纪念。
But Christ's resurrection should be celebrated on a daily basis.
而且也是可以在每一天的生活中去经历的。
And it also can be experienced daily.
走跟随主的这条路不容易的。
Following Christ is not easy.
但是你心中要很清楚的知道。
But you must know this very clearly in your heart.
你的元帅已经打胜了仗。
That your general has already won the battle for you.
你是只是在跟着他，把最后残余的那些敌人把他们消灭。
You are following your general, and what you have to do is just to defeat the rest of his soldiers.
第二次世界大战这个结束是用1945年来划分的。
The end of Second World War was in 1945. They used that year to claim victory.
德国是在1945年投降的。
Germany surrendered in 1945.
1945年的5月。
In May of that year.
但是你会发现很奇怪的。
But very strangely,
庆祝这个德国的失败都是在1944年，都是在就是说前面一年，所以今年2014年会庆祝第二次世界大战这个德国人的战败，会庆祝他等于相当于是70年了。
But Germany really was defeated in the year 1944.
为什么这么说？
So since now in this year we should be celebrating 70th year of Germany losing the war.
因为在1944年宣告了德国的失败。
Why was that? It was because in 1944, the announcement was made on the year.
所以今年的夏天六月份会有一个大的庆祝，就是纪念诺曼底登陆70周年。
So this year in June, there will be a big celebration to celebrate Normandy when he declared that.
原因就是因为诺曼底登陆宣告了德国的失败。
Because of his because when he went there, he declared victory.
虽然德国是在1945年真正宣告了失败。
Although Germany only declared that they lost the war in 1945,
今天你跟我就是处于这样的一个状况。
Today you and I were in this situation.
死在十字架上，第三天复活的主，就是已经宣告了撒旦的失败。
Christ, who died on the cross and resurrected on the third day, he has already declared victory over Satan, over death.
撒旦最后的灭亡是在主耶稣再来。
Satan's final defeat will be when Christ come again.
但是今天
today,
他的状态已经定了，他是一个战败的人。
Today, his position has already been declared. He has already failed the war.
当年诺曼底登陆的军队有的遇到的敌人非常强大，他们几个月只前进推进了很短的距离。
When Normandy stepped foot on there, he brought with him lots and lots of his troops, and he was facing a lot of
resistance
as well.
但是在有些地区，这个军队遇到的敌人比较弱，他们就可以在一天之内可以打到敌人的后方很多这个就是很深的距离。
In areas where they moved, where there were lesser resistance, they are able to defeat the enemy faster or quicker.
所以我们弟兄姐妹接受了主耶稣基督之后，我们有的人生命成长比较快，有的人生命成长比较慢，这是自然的。
Brothers and sisters who have accepted Christ, some of us may grow faster than others, and that is very natural.
但是不要灰心。
But do not be discouraged.
你的元首是战胜者。
Your general has already won the battle for you.
你跟随他。
If you follow him,
或早或晚，你都会得胜。
You will win eventually.
我想这是我最后想跟大家留的话。
This is what I want to leave with you before.
求主祝福塔城的教会。
May God bless Tallahassee Chinese Church.
来继续带领塔城教会在这个城市做主自己荣耀的见证。
May God continue to lead this church to do His glorious work in Tallahassee.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
好，感谢夏弟兄非常丰富的信息。
Thank you, Brother Xia, for the message.
好，让我们再来唱一首歌。